Hello again. Welcome to another JPR Live session. I am Eric Thiel, and joining me today in the JPR studios, all the way from Texas, Shiny Ribs, otherwise known as Kevin Russell. Hello, sir. Welcome.
Hello, Eric. How are you doing?
Very well. It's been almost a year since we've seen each other, Sisters Folk Festival last year, so it's good to have you in here finally to do a session for us. Tell me a little bit about the background that ended up landing on the name Shiny Ribs as your musical persona and band.
Yeah, it was a sweet lady that lived under a bridge near my house. I gave her some barbecues. This has been some years ago in Austin, and I gave her some barbecue one day. It was one of these deals. You know, sometimes we have these during South by Southwest or busy times of year in Austin. We have a lot of people, and there's parties everywhere. And sometimes you end up with a lot of leftovers because you don't want to see it go to waste, right? I hate to see food go to waste, and especially good barbecue. And I think I had a passenger seat full of barbecue, so much so my seatbelt sign was going off that I needed to buckle up the barbecue. And so I tried to lighten my load, gave some to her, and she called me Shiny Ribs. She's like, Shiny Ribs! And from then on, whenever I'd see her, she would call me Shiny Ribs.
Now, are you in your spare time a barbecue purveyor or just a fan and a consumer?
Just a fan, just okay. A fan, yeah. I mean, I can grill all right, but I've done a little bit of barbecuing, but not a lot. So, because there's so much good barbecue around there, you don't really have to know. But I guess once the grid collapses, I'm going to have to learn how to barbecue.
Well, now Shiny Ribs applies to you in some solo shows that you do, but it is really a band, right?
Yeah, it's become a band. It started as just me as a solo project. I started doing it in Houston, Texas, at a little club called Under the Volcano. Owned by a friend, Pete Mitchell. I was really, it started just to make extra money during the Gord days, and called my friend Pete. My family needed a new car, and so I was trying to figure out a way to make that monthly payment, right? So I called Pete, and we had talked about me doing a residency there at some point, and I said, man, can you give me, $400 or $500 a month and come play once a month? He's like, yeah. I was like, great. That's my car payment right there. So that's how it started, honestly, and then it grew from there. I would play Houston once a month, and I'd drive home that same night. And there was one night on I-10 where I had some lost time. I was like, I saw the sign for the exit to Austin, and next thing I know, I was maybe 50 miles further than that. I don't know where that time went. And I was like, I better start bringing somebody with me because it's kind of dangerous driving late at night like that.
Well, that final ingredient that you added to Shiny Ribs that really flushes out that sound was a horn section.
Yeah.
A small one, but a horn section. And they are called what?
The Tijuana Trainwreck Horns.
Were these guys you knew from in and around Austin?
We had mutual friends. They were playing with some friends of mine, Uncle Lucius, this band called Uncle Lucius, and I had a wedding that I'd been hired to do, and the groom, he insisted that I get a horn section and play these four or five songs for the wedding, and he gave me extra money to hire a horn section. So I saw these guys playing with Uncle Lucius and met them through Uncle Lucius, and they came and did that wedding with us, and it was awesome.
Right on. Shiny Ribs is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called Okra Candy. The website is shinyribs.org. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Shinyribs.org. It's Kevin Russell live today on JPR. All right, what do you want to play first? You brought in an ukulele, but an 8-string, right?
Yeah, it's an 8-string ukulele. There's not 8 individual strings. It's still 4 string positions. They're all just doubled in one way, shape, or form. So I'm not cheating or anything. One string for each. Oh, yeah. One string for each finger. Oh, yeah. Good morning, my darling. I'm telling you this to let you know that I'm sorry or sick. Tears of sorrow will not do you no good. I'd be your doctor if only I could. What do you want from the liquor store?
something sour or something sweet. I'll buy you all that you barely can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. I'll swim the ocean or the deepest canal to get to you, darling, just to make you well. There's no place on earth I will not hasten to go to cure the fever, this I want you to know. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet. I'll buy you all that you better can hold. You can't be sure you won't suffer no more. If only the doctor would just hurry and show. There are quite a few places I know we could go. I was okay, but these are words from you. Stating you're sick, they make me sick too. What do you want from a liquor store? Something sour or something sweet. I'll buy you all that you barely can hold. Can't be sure you won't suffer no more. You can't be sure you won't suffer no more. All right now. All right now. Promise me, darling, that you won't die. I'll get all the medicine money can buy. Stick with me, baby, hold on and fight. Take a good rest, I won't prolong your flight. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet. I'll buy you all that you barely can hold. You can't be sure you won't suffer no more. What do you want from the liquor store? What do you want from the liquor store? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet. I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more.
That is Shiny Ribs live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called Okra Candy. Information about the band online at shinyribs.org. It's Kevin Russell sitting in the JPR studios today. Mm-hmm. Well, I mentioned that there's this sort of gumbo, lots of words thrown around to try to describe the music of Shiny Ribs, and it's probably an opportune time here to mention, as you did just a few minutes ago, 20 years with the band The Gourds, which was a Houston-based band.
No, right? We're Austin. But
were you Austin?
Yeah, we're Austin. Yeah, but we're all over the place, but
and you're originally from Beaumont.
From Beaumont originally, I am.
Does that have a different feel musically than Austin?
Oh yeah, very different. Yeah, Beaumont's right on the border of Louisiana, you know. All my people are from Louisiana, so it's informed more by that Southwest Louisiana, Southeast Texas. It has a regional thing. It's hard to really describe. I mean, culturally, the food, the music, everything. There's a lot, tons of Zydeco and a lot of swamp pop bands from that era are from there. There's a lot of blues there. A whole bunch of blues music comes out of there and country, you know. And it's just a different culture than Austin. I mean, Austin is... Well, it has the big university, and it's I'd say Austin maybe is a little more. I don't know how to explain it without insulting anybody.
It's a bit more cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan's a good word. Yeah, cosmopolitan's a good word. It's a little more lefty, you know. Beaumont has, but I mean, Beaumont does vote Democrat. Like if you see a map in Texas, usually you see. You see a couple of blue little spots. One right. is Travis County, Austin, and one is Jefferson County, where Beaumont is, because there's so many unions there. And the unions always voted Democrat. But that's about the only people that vote Democrat in Texas.
I read that early on, this band was a little slow to get going. You were playing some small shows. Not a lot of people were turning out in those early months and early year or so.
Yeah.
Was it hard at that point to look back on saying goodbye to the Gourds?
No. I mean, the Gourds ran its course, and it felt right to move on. And you
had really, really reliable, passionate fans for that band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still do. I mean, those fans are still there, and I hear from them occasionally, and they're just asking. It doesn't hurt to ask.
Are they making any headway with the requests?
No. It'll be a long time if that ever happens. I don't know. There's still some things to work through, but with the Shiny Rose thing, I knew that it was a great product. I knew Shiny Rose was great, and I was excited about the challenge of developing it. And I had faith that if we just play great shows, it won't take long to get it where I need. I had just not been able to focus on it because it was a part-time thing with the Gourds. And as it grew, I knew, and I started developing its own fan base and it had its own group of songs. I don't do any Gourd songs with Shiny Ribs. It's totally its own universe. As that was happening, I could feel it, and it had momentum, and it was kind of exciting. So, it was just a matter of time. You just got to keep playing great shows, and I was taking just about any show I could get at that point and just to get in front of people.
Well, you don't play Gourd songs, but you play just about everything else, all kinds of different styles.
Yeah.
And you've talked about that being of interest to you, to not ever be locked down in any particular category.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No. What kind of stuff did you grow up on to get to where you are now?
Oh, well, all kind of stuff. I mean, I listen to the radio, so whatever the pop music of my era, 60s, 70s, by the time I got in high school in the 80s, I really didn't like mainstream pop music. I was into more of the underground stuff like SST, like Husker Du, Replacements, Minutemen.
Yeah, sure.
I was really into that. The Gun Club, some of my favorite bands from the 80s, X. I was really in punk rock mode when I was in high school in the 80s. Pretty rebellious and rejected most. Like, so when the 80s comes back now, they're like, the 80s are back. I'm like, that's not my 80s. That's the wrong 80s you're bringing back.
You've probably got the photos to prove it too, don't you?
Yeah. So, and then, of course, Willie Waylon, that scene you grow up with in Texas, and Jeff Walker and that stuff. I love soul music and funk music, and a lot of that stuff I found out about as I got older. And then old timey country I learned about in my 20s, with the Carter Family, Jimmy Rogers, and that. I'd never heard any of that growing up. But those recordings started going out and being made available, and I really got turned on to that stuff for a long time.
And all that stuff 90s. Sinks in.
It all sinks in, yeah. So it's kind of cool. It was neat. We played with Ralph Carney, and Steve Berlin was with him in Portland the other night. They opened the show, and Ralph's drummer, real cool guy, I didn't catch his name, but he really loved the show, and he was talking about that. He goes, man, I hear so much going on. There's so much going on in your music, He's like, I hear that soul sound, that Memphis sound, but I hear the high lonesome too. I was like, that's cool.
Right on.
You hear that. That's cool. That makes me feel good.
Shiny Ribs is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record, which we love, is called Okra Candy. Information at shinyribs.org. Will you play us another?
Yeah.
Ooh.
See if I can pull this one off. Danielle, I want to hear this one.
I was in a hospital last night. I texted you madly till they put me to sleep. I was afraid for my life. Oh, baby, I thought I'd never see you again. When I came to, still nothing from you. Now I'm about to be released. I'm just not hearing from you. Where the hell you been? Now don't try to kiss me with that alcohol on your breath. You acted so sweet and so fresh. Oh, it's the final act of Macbeth. You acting like it's Walt Disney. Yeah. Who you been pleasing? trees and tell me the reason why you acting this way. I never thought it kind of thing to you. I never thought that you would. I never thought that you could. But now I see how blind love can be. How even love can destroy you and me. Where the hell you been? Now don't try to kiss me with that alcohol on your breath. You acted so sweet and so fresh. Oh, it's the final act of Macbeth. You acting like it won't end. Tell me what you did with my children while you was partying in my house. Then you walk him in the room without nothing to eat. I hope you didn't put them out. Speaking of putting people out, I'm gonna put you out by the curb. Maybe the garbage man. I hope. Where the hell you been? Now don't try to kiss me with that alcohol on your breath. You acted so sweet and so fresh. Oh, it's the final act of Macbeth. You acting like it won't end with that alcohol on your breath. You acting so sweet and so fresh. Oh, it's the final act of Macbeth. You acting like it won't end. Yeah. Hey, you think this is Walt Disney, baby? Is that what you think this is? Oh, really? Tell me all about it, honey. Oh, no. This is to be or not to be. Slings and arrows, baby. I ain't no Mickey Mouse. You ain't no Minnie Mouse. I ain't no Donald Duck. You ain't no Daisy Duck. You ain't no Snow White. I ain't no Prince Charming. Wait a minute. Where you going? Where you going? I'm still talking to you. You better come back here. I ain't still talking to you. You better come back here. Listen here. You better come back. Oh, baby, this ain't no Walt Disney. Come back here, baby.
I am just reminded there that it takes all of about 30 seconds for you to have a crowd swaying and smiling when you perform. That is Shiny Ribs live today here on Jefferson Public Radio, that new record called Okra Candy. You have referred to yourself previously as a well redneck. I love that.
Yeah, well redneck.
Well, you have a tendency to write these really catchy, fun songs, but you slide stuff in, right? You have a tendency to sort of slide a little bit deeper meaning or a little sharper knife cut into some of those lyrics.
Yeah. I think it comes from growing up reading the lyrics of some of my favorite songs and thinking, wow, this is really bad if you read it by itself and getting into to Bob Dylan or Lou Reed, these guys, and Neil Young, who are great writers too. And Costello, those were big influences on me as a writer. And being into poetry, I love poetry. I read poetry and write a lot of it. I've always been a writer first, I think. Before I even played an instrument as a kid, I was always writing stuff. So, and that's important to me. You know, and it's really for me, I'm not trying to do it. I don't do it really on purpose. That's just the way it comes out. And I'm trying to turn myself on when I'm writing a song, really.
You're a bit of a scrapbooker when it comes to putting songs together, right? Lots of little bits and pieces of ideas and things that you record into your phone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm always doing that. Always been that way. You record something, you know, have an idea, and you put it on your phone. And back in the day, I had a little mini cassette recorder that I carried around. I've always had something like that to record ideas so I wouldn't forget them. And then you go back and listen later when you feel like you have time, you feel like you want to write a song or work a song up, and you find that idea. And there's something about listening back to it. You then you're a little more objective about that's a good tune. You know when you hear it, you're like, that's good. I like that. That's a good song. Yeah, you can tell. So
when you're in a band van and you got five or six people and different folks are driving, do you pull out the ook and noodle around as you're driving?
Oh yeah, a lot of times I do. Yeah, it's hard to hear in there, and I don't want to bother anybody too much, but we listen to a lot of music too. But yeah, sometimes I just I'll hear a song, we'll be listening to music, and I'll decide I want to learn that song. I'm always learning songs, so that's one of my favorite things to do, is sort of get inside of a song and see how it's built, how it's put together, and you can learn a lot from that. But I play in the van a lot.
That first tune you did for us, there's some yodeling in there. And there's some yodeling that shows up on the record.
Oh, yeah.
Was that something that came natural to you, or was that something that you intentionally wanted to work into what you do?
Yeah, no, it just came natural. I've always liked that yodeling. I think I picked it up from probably Hank Williams and really trying to sing Jimmy Rogers songs. You have to try. Nobody will ever yodel like Jimmy Rogers. But and then there was a great country singer in Austin for many years in the early 90s, a guy named Don Walzer, who was great yodeler and turned everybody onto yodeling. And I try to teach people to yodel, you probably can yodel. A lot of people can yodel, they don't know they can. It's just a matter, it's just a little trick you do with your throat. And if you can sing, if you have a good falsetto, like that, then you can yodel, because that's really all it is. You're going from your normal voice to a falsetto voice, and you kind of do this little trick with your throat and you go back and forth. And that's what,
Ochre Candy is the third Shiny Ribs release, and there was a bit of a delay when this first came out. So these songs had been sitting around for a while prior to the record, which has now been out for about a year plus. These songs getting a little stale in your repertoire. Have you got new stuff that you're working on right now?
Yeah, we have a whole new record we recorded early this year. It's all done. It's ready to go.
And
well, I was gonna put it out this month, but there's a certain publicist I want to work with. I'm my own record label, so if I'm gonna spend the money, I want to spend it on get the right people, you know, that I want doing it. So my friend Kerry Baker from Conqueror out of Los Angeles, he's gonna do the publicity on it, and so his workload was full until a certain date, so that's why I kind of decided to push it back to January of next year. So that'll be exactly a year since we recorded it. We recorded it in Houston at an old studio, historic studio, Sugar Hill Recording Studios, where a lot of the great early Texas music was recorded there, like George Jones early stuff, Doug Somes, or Doug, you know, they recorded there. All the Don Roby R&B Texas stuff was recorded there. Well, not all of it, but a lot of it. Famous old studio, and a lot of the swamp pop stuff that I love was recorded there. So that's why I went into that studio to get that.
Did the vibe of the place pull your music in any particular direction?
Oh, yeah. Yeah? It was great. And we had Jimbo Mathis produce it. I don't know if you know Jimbo, but he's a buddy of mine, and he had heard us. We played a show together, and he had never heard me with the horns. He's like, "Bubba, man, I got to produce a record for you." So I thought he could be my Pappy Daly, and I'd be like George Jones. You know, we make a swamp pop record at Sugar Hill. So that's what we did. I'm calling it my swamp pop record. It's called I Got Your Medicine. And, it should be out early next year. You'll probably be getting copies later this year when it starts. Kicking in for it.
I am so glad you were passing through town. It's nice to catch up. Shiny Ribs is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The latest release is called Ochre Candy. You can get information at shinyribs.org. It's Kevin Russell live in the JPR studios. Will you play us out with one more tune?
Yeah, I'll play you one of the new songs. This is the title track of the new record. You can get a little taste here. It's called I Got Your Medicine. Of exclusion, always in collusion with down. Nobody wants to know you when you're down in your eyes. You say you feel like a wig on the ground outside an ice cream
You're tired of watching happy walking in and out the door. A mall dying inside you, and you never bought that dream.
That is Shiny Ribs live today on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record due out around the first of the year. Mm-hmm. The one that's out now is called Okra Candy, and you can find information online at shinyribs.org. Kevin Russell, my guest, live in the JPR studios. Kevin, again, thanks for coming by. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us.